But,
you know what?
No,
speaking of Big Fatty.
Yes, as we are always speaking of Big Fatty.
We are always speaking of Big Fatty, but I think that we are severely underrepresented on the openings of the Big Fatty show.
Well, but we never do a show. As you just mentioned, we last did one 3 years ago.
Well, and whose fault is that? So
that's nobody's fault. It's just the way that our schedules work out.
I have a wide open schedule.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
But you know what? No, speaking of Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 877 of the BFO for Friday, the 10th of June, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, there is a lot of hullabaloo about Vegas going on out there. Yes, Big Fatty. This is in the BFO new listener desk. A special welcome to everyone who's attending the St. James, Missouri Whack'em Cleanup thingy. Ha! Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, you know, I had to put that at the beginning of today's show because I would have fucking forgotten it, y'all. And y'all, you know, that's that David in Denver. He and his friend, who is his friend that's going with him to that? They're going to the Adam. Adam is a listener, but another one of his friends, Reggie. Reggie is going with him to that convention out there that really sucks, y'all. It's that Whack'em Cleaner. Y'all, I've got something caught in my mouth. Y'all, yes! So, anyway, hi, all you suckers. Or whatever, I don't know. Y'all, you know, I mentioned on yesterday's... Was it yesterday or the day before? I don't fucking remember. It was the day before, maybe. A little show about the, y'all, that is a bag of, sweet heat, barbecue poke rinds. That's what I had for my lunch today. And y'all, quite frankly, it's swimming upstream on me. But, you know, we mentioned about the Pride 48 Las Vegas hoot nanny. And, y'all, quite frankly, there's been some chitter chatter about this. Some people are relieved to hear that things are still progressing. And others are, I didn't know. I just didn't know there was so much involved. And, y'all, there's been someone to step forward and, say, hey, I may have a connection. And, so y'all, things are happening. And y'all, I've had several people say, maybe we should do a fundraiser to raise the $1,000 for the conference room or something like that. And y'all, quite frankly, I hadn't had a chance to, talk to that Daniel Biba about it to see what the options are. And y'all, then there are some people who just said, well, fuck it, I'm not waiting, and they've just gone ahead and made their own reservations. So you know, there you go. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, I think things are starting to come together. That's just my feeling, y'all. I base it only on my gut feeling. Big Fatty, you've got a big gut. You should trust that big gut feeling. So anyway, Thursday was an interesting day in the coal mine. Very productive. However, I did work from the Fat Cave Thursday. Thursday afternoon, y'all, I went to bed Wednesday night at 9:15 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, I was just tired. I was just tired, and I just, you know, started drooling on my pillow, and you know, and y'all woke up about 2 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I thought it was time to get up and go to work. And when I saw it was 2 a.m. in the morning, I said, "Dear Gussie." And y'all, I just rolled my fat ass back over and went right back to sleep. And y'all, I had forgotten to set the alarm. So, you know, my body clock woke me up at 6:30 a.m. in the morning. So, anyway, that's all good. Y'all, I went by the Publix. I don't know what I've done with the coupon, but on my way back from the Publix, I went by the P.O. Box. Make a wish. By the P.O. box, and y'all, there was a postcard there. There was a card there, dear Gussie, and y'all, it is one of the funny postcards from Mark, the Laughing Buddha. And y'all, on the front of it, y'all, there's a picture of a kitty cat, and you know how Big Fatty just loves a kitty cat. And y'all, the kitty cat is sitting in front of some pumpkins. I don't know why it's sitting in front of pumpkins, but the kitty cat's asking, "Did we have sex?" And I can assure you, Kitty Cat, I did not have sex with you. And y'all, these are the strange postcards that Mark sends that has the baby animals asking the awkward questions. And y'all, the awkward question on this one is, "Why is Daddy wearing a dress?" Daddy. And y'all, it says, "Hi, Big Freddy. What do you do if you see a blue banana during a full moon?" "Why, you try to cheer it up." Yeah, Gussie, Mark, that's a good one. That's a good one. But y'all, that music means that Big Fatty has had an opportunity, to view the June 8th episode of The Price is Right that me and Miss Wes and Ian and Brian attended the taping of. Y'all, that was Drew Carey's birthday that day. And y'all, it was, thank goodness, the one that won because, y'all, he was delicious. Yes, Big Fatty. And, but y'all, I think I saw Big Fatty for about half a second. You can see Miss Wes a couple of times, especially as the contestants are running up on stage. But y'all, pretty much, you just I'm not. Yes, Big Freddy, it was a true disappointment. Yes, Big Freddy, but try again. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it seemed like there was something I was going to tell y'all today, and I don't know. Oh, you know what? I found the coupon. Can you hear that, huh? Can you hear that? Y'all, I went to, I tried to go to the Publix on Wednesday night, because y'all, that is the penny coupon day. Y'all, I tried, I'm heading out of the fat cave, and y'all, there are fire engines everywhere. I mean, and the roads were blocked, and I just said, fuck it. I just said fuck it and turned around and came on home. Y'all, even though I know that the penny coupon was for the toilet tissue, but I didn't get it. But y'all, I went on Thursday, and y'all, they had delicious strawberries on sale, and I needed some coffee filters, y'all, and got me some Triscuits. I got some Triscuits to take into the coal mine, and y'all, they had the Lean Cuisines on sale for $2 a piece. Y'all, that was pretty good. And I got some, I had to get some more apple snack, because y'all, you know, I have to take the cholesterol medicine that has the niacin in it. Y'all, and if you don't eat the apple snack, when you take that, you get the hot flashes, and Big Fatty doesn't need any more hot flashes than he already has. That's all I got to say. And anyway, y'all, I spent $38. No, I didn't. Poor Big Fatty. I spent $36.87, but y'all, I saved $20.03. I couldn't believe it. I think that's pretty dadgum good. But y'all, I only bought stuff that was on sale. So, anyway, that's pretty good. Yes, Big Freddy, that is just lovely. Now, y'all, I had some e-letters that I was trying to read to you, And y'all, quite frankly, I'm a little behind on some of these. And one of them, y'all remember I said I had an e-letter from the old goat. And y'all, I've gotten another e-letter from the old goat. But y'all, I thought I'd just go over here and read the old goat's e-letter. it says, "Big Freddy, please allow me to introduce myself to the fat one. My name is Bill, but I He doesn't say that, y'all, because he wouldn't know how to spell that. He says, "My name is Bill, but I refer to myself as the old goat. Surprisingly, there are several old goats here on the intertubes, so I am often forced to defer to my default moniker, Dig Man Stuff." Y'all, I don't have any idea what the hell that means. Y'all, evidently he's a grave digger or something like that. I don't know. anyway, Big Fatty, I am older than dirt, but still very cute and fun to be with. Y'all, is right there. You know, just laying it out on the line. Well, y'all, the old goat stumbled upon the No Wire Hangers podcast. Well, you know, that's the with the Kana and the albino a few weeks ago, and they frequently mentioned Big Fatty. And initially, the old goat thought that I was a fictional character, but then I entered Big Fatty on my computer, and to my surprise and delight, I discovered the BFO. Well, my first BFO podcast was your last day in Los Angeles, and I discovered several podcasts later that Big Fatty and the old goat are neighbors. Yes, Big Fatty, the old goat lives here in Charleston. However, unlike you, who I suspect lives on the peninsula with a harbor view, I reside in the low-rent district west of the Ashley River. I do live very close to the Vons East, and I refer to the establishment as the Pubix. Ah, poor Big Fatty. And I look forward to the 1 cent surprise every Wednesday. Big Fatty, we have so much in common. I just love your podcast. It's laugh out loud funny. And my favorite podcast in the brief time I have been a listener was the Snack Basket episode recapping your flight back from off. I don't know what that means. Big Fatty, the old goat laughed so hard that tears were streaming. I'm now hooked on the fat one. BFO is more addictive than crack. And there are so many possibilities there. Thanks so much, the old goat. And y'all, then the old goat sent me another one. And let's just see what the old goat said in the next one. Let's just, it's right here. Yes, Big Fatty, it's right here. Says, "Big Fatty, today's podcast just bowled me over. No shit. It was lovely listening to your update on the movements in your colon. I am thrilled the flow has been restored. And Big Fatty, how is this for irony? The special at the Pubix this week is the toilet tissue. Yes, Big Fatty, clip your coupon and get ready to wipe your ass for a copper penny if you act today." Y'all, the old goat told me what it was, and y'all, I just didn't make it over there to get the toilet tissue. But y'all, you know, sometimes yes, we got it, Big Fatty. Move forward. So anyway, old goat, welcome. And that's about all I got to say. Y'all, my straight boyfriend, straight Bob, sent me it was almost like a little backhanded compliment. Y'all, he goes, "Oh, I see you're now putting up links. That's fancy." Well, you know. Anyway, but what can I say? Y'all, before the time gets away from me, I think that we hadn't done this in a long time, so let's do this. Yes.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you,
Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from Trucker Alex. And y'all, Trucker Alex says, Big Fatty, what is your preferred brand of paper towels on the sling? Which one absorbs more solids versus liquids? Is there a rosebud roughness scale? And Truck Alex, I think you've made everyone's Cheerios shoot out of their nose by asking that. But, you know, it should be fairly obvious that Big Fatty's favorite brand of paper towels, regardless whether it's on the sling or in the kitchen or wherever, is the penny coupon. The cheapest damn things I can find. And let me assure you that if there are solids involved in the sling, then we need more than paper towels. We need a shop vac. And, quite frankly, taint my rosebud, so don't really care how rough it is. Big Fatty, please! Y'all, the next one comes from Miss Kathy Bacon, y'all. And she said, if you were to choose your profession and it was yours no matter what would you have done? A game show host, a professional announcer, a talk show host, or something more similar to what you do in real life? Then you announce the game show tickets? Oh, dear Gussie. Well, Miss Kathy Bacon, the music has run out, but I think that's a lovely question. And y'all, quite frankly, and I know the old gal out in Woodland Hills is gonna roll her eyes when she hears this. But y'all, I can tell you, I would love to be a quiz program announcer. There are many times that I envision myself as that Shadow Stevens, and that is Shadow spelled Shadoe. So y'all, it just be, oh yes, McFaddy, you would be lovely. Just lovely with that. And y'all, I know there's no way in hell that'll ever happen, but I could be the quiz program host. That would not be a problem at all. But y'all, the Big Fatty enjoys yes, spit it out, Big Fatty. I enjoy it all, and I would love to have been a quiz program host or a quiz program announcer. I don't think I could do that voiceover work because, a lot of times all those funny voices all start sounding alike. And, yes, my buddy, we are quite aware. I was hoping that but thank you, Miss Kathy, and thank you, Trucker Alex, for those Axe Big Fatty questions. Y'all, I was hoping that old Vader would give me a call. Y'all, speaking of giving me a call, y'all, I was out, and y'all, gasoline here in Charleston, I saw it today at $3.55. But old Vader says that there will indeed be an LFC later tonight. But y'all, the second part of that is it will be the very last LFC. He says, I'm done. I'm just done. So y'all, I don't know what that means. I put a call in, but the call was not returned. So anyway, you heard that Daniel Biba and Miss West at the beginning of today's little show. And y'all, I hope they have a lovely weekend, and I hope you have a lovely weekend too. And yes.
But, you know what? Speaking of Big Fatty.
Yes, speaking of Big Fatty, we hope he has a lovely weekend also.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Meow!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.